This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Of laws and citizens have to get interrogated and have to have all these papers to even fly around inside the country. But when you get across the border illegally, you're not sent to a refugee center. You're not tested. None of that happens. You're just given money and vouchers and sent deeper into the country. And our reporters broke that two years ago. And it was picked up by ABC News finally down on the border, admitting, yes, there's a huge wave. The UN runs it. They're coming in. And so Jakari Jackson went down and talked to the Border Patrol union head, and he was talking to the gentleman in the clip we were just playing, sort of getting into the fact that a good percentage of the people who come in are already known criminals, and they're only catching 40%. So let's go back to the rest of that clip where the Border Patrol union head there in McAllen, Texas, in that sector, gets into the big issue that their order did not test people for diseases and just let them go into America. Folks, if a hospital knows you have TB and they don't give you treatment or test to see if it's drug resistant, they're held liable as felons. But our government takes these people in under political correctness and puts them in schools next to your kids and doesn't even do the favor of testing these kids to even get them well. That's meant to weigh down the economy, weigh down the culture, weigh down the country, and bankrupt us. This is an attempt to take the country down, just like they're doing in Europe right now. Here it is.
Now, as far as the Border Patrol is today, do you feel that the Border Patrol as a whole has adequate resources to combat what you guys see out there on a daily basis?
No, I don't. You know, I mean, it's one thing that we don't have enough people and enough resources, and then you have the layers upon layers of bureaucratic red tape that makes getting anything done in a timely manner almost impossible.
Okay. And as far as crime on the border, do you think that pretty much the way it is now, is it allowing people who are criminals or people from terrorist organizations to enter the country more easily?
Well, you know, one in five people that we catch has some type of criminal history here in the United States. On top of that, we only catch 40% of what's coming across as actual in this area. So that's 20% of what we catch. Are known bad guys. You can only imagine what the other 60% of people that are coming across, who they are or what their plans are. We have no idea. The interesting part is they're not staying here in the Rio Grande Valley. A lot of these folks are using it as a waypoint to move forward, whether it's the people themselves or drugs. It's all going through the area, and it's going into larger communities like the San Antonio's, the Austin's, the Dallas, all the way up to Virginia, Maryland, D.C., Chicago. They're all headed that way, so we do have an issue as far as the traffic coming through, but the crime is being spread out evenly across the United States.
And on that topic of the drugs, it's not just people coming over, but bringing drugs on a general, let's say a month. What type of drugs do you encounter and what quantities?
The most common is marijuana. We see thousands upon thousands of pounds weekly. We do see a lot of cocaine. We're starting to see heroin and meth a lot more. Usually those were reserved for the ports of entry, but now they started running those across the river as well.
Okay. And as far as the people coming over, are your agents encountering any type of infectious diseases, people with illnesses as they cross the border?
Oh, most definitely. We see tuberculosis pretty regularly, scabies. More often than not, we have large amounts of infectious diseases as far as scabies go. And the interesting part with that is it's not actually seen on the body during the infectious period. And so these people clear through our system and then they go into the rest of the country with that disease. We see a lot of measles, a lot of chickenpox, a lot of unidentified illnesses that you know, a lot of lung infections that we have no idea what they are. And again, that's just what we catch.
Right. Okay, now we've seen reports of the quarantine facilities at your Border Patrol stations. Some reports saying that they're just a piece of yellow tape, but since then, has the situation improved at all?
No, not at all. You know, we do still have the yellow tape. Sometimes they use a red tape. I don't know if there's any significance there. We do have nurses and doctors that are on staff that are there, but as far as a quarantine facility or an actual method of treating these people and really quarantining them so it doesn't spread. We don't have that.
Yeah, they just released them. The full interview is up on Infowars.com. We've got more. Our reporters actually confront the illegals coming up.
America, what will it take for you to finally recognize that we're facing a major financial problem today? How high does our debt have to go? How far do stock prices have to fall? How many more times must Congress raise the debt ceiling? How many more trillions does the Fed need to print out of thin air? How much bigger must the wealth gap between rich and poor get? How much longer does the Fed need to manipulate interest rates? Wake up, America. The facts are simple. We can't afford our debts, and we can't stop printing or borrowing money. So, we're going to see a massive monetary crisis like nothing in history. Don't believe government officials or mainstream media who tell you everything's okay. Get the facts. Go online to www.defendmymoney3.com. Learn how to protect yourself. Go to www.defendmymoney3.com. That's defendmymoney3.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Documented thanks to ICE whistleblowers that the government ships in the illegals. It's a UN program. They told us that, and that's in ABC News this week. Now admitting it's a UN program. They advertise, come to the U.S., the people get here desperately from Central South America, China, the Middle East, Africa, Eastern Europe, you name it. They get here, the Border Patrol's ordered to get them, give them basic medical treatment, but don't treat any diseases like TB or bubonic plague or scabies or any of this, and then just give them money, vouchers, and load them on buses. That's finally on ABC News 2 years after we broke it with our own video. So we sent our crew back down there, and what did they catch? Drugs being shipped across. That was a few months ago when they went down there. Yesterday, just people pouring across anywhere they are, just randomly, giant groups of people. It's so massive. And then they talked to the Border Patrol union head of that sector, Mr. Cabrera, who's got courage to even talk, even though he's the union head, because they persecute people to do this. And he says, listen, we don't even test them for diseases. We're ordered to let them through. That is such a vicious act. Ellis Island was about quarantine to make sure people weren't sick or got well. If you care about these people coming in who were just being used as pawns, you don't just let them come across. If you went into a doctor's office and they didn't you know, treat you for TB, you are culpable if you let them go. This is drug resistant. So I want to play that clip and ask Gerald Celente about this first and look at other trends, the Brexit that he, of course, predicted and others did. What that signifies, they've officially announced an EU army to block countries leaving. That's the headline on Infowars.com. Brexit insider, EU army being established to block countries exiting. They're saying it themselves. Unelected bureaucracy. In fact, here's the actual headline. I'm pulling it up right now on Infowars.com. We might check this. I saw this today, and I saw it yesterday on a lot of platforms. I think Infowars is getting slow. We need to check it. Brexit insider, EU plans occupational army to keep nations from exiting. And they've actually put the proposal out, the super state. I can't even believe it's getting to this point. Covering up Benghazi, shipping in illegals with diseases. The Supreme Court says you can't do it. They move ahead with it. I mean, what are the elite really trying here? I mean, are they this inept? No, they're working hard to do this. But here's that clip on the infectious diseases. It's bombshell.
And as far as the people coming over, are your agents encountering any type of infectious diseases, people with illnesses as they cross the border?
Oh, most definitely. We see tuberculosis pretty regularly, scabies more often than not. We have large amounts of infectious diseases as far as scabies go. And the interesting part with that is it's not actually seen on the body during the infectious period. And so these people clear through our system, and then they go into the rest of the country with that disease. We see a lot of measles, a lot of chickenpox, a lot of unidentified illnesses that you know, a lot of lung infections that we have no idea what they are. And again, that's just what we catch.
Right. Okay, now we've seen reports of the quarantine facilities at your Border Patrol stations. Some reports saying that they're just a piece of yellow tape, but since then, has the situation improved at all?
No, not at all. You know, we do still have the yellow tape. Sometimes they use a red tape. I don't know if there's any significance there. We do have nurses and doctors that are on staff that are there, but as far as a quarantine facility or an actual method of treating these people and really quarantining them so it doesn't spread, we don't have that.
And is there any type of policy, anything in the works to help you guys better identify and possibly even treat what's coming over?
Well, you know, what we do is we send them to the hospital. They get cleared, and unfortunately, we release them into the country. The vast majority of people that we catch, probably 80%, if not more, we release into the country, disease or no disease.
All right, now let's stop right there. Disease or no disease, 80% we release. Felons, you name it. And when the Border Patrol takes them to a center to then have them deported, Obama just releases them. I've studied history, and I've never seen anything this insane. But it's a policy. Europe's doing the same thing. And now they're putting them in schools next to kids. That's in the news. People say, oh, why aren't you being nice to these poor immigrants? The globalists have a policy to destabilize things. I want to ask Gerald Celente why he thinks this is happening, then get into the Brexit. It's a short interview with him today. We have a congressman coming on as well to break down a lot of this. But what is the short and sweet of it, Gerald Celente? Because clearly, we know the white shoe boys from Harvard think they're God and are incompetent in many ways, but they're competently doing everything evil they can. I mean, if they were just incompetent, they'd do some things right, some things wrong. I mean, they seem to really have an evil genius for doing the most over-the-top, horrible stuff to bankrupt the country. I mean, all these local cities are going bankrupt at their hospitals and facilities and having to house these people. What is going on, Gerald?
Well, you know, in staying with the, in listening to these interviews about the people pouring over the border, but yet they rob us of our rights every day from the Supreme Court to the Supreme Commander in Chief, every politician out there, all of our Bill of Rights, constitutional rights, robbed from us in the name of protecting us from them lone wolves and them terrorists that are just lurking out there, ready to pounce on us as people are pouring over the border, as you're showing and proving by the hundreds of thousands. And they can't stop them. But yet they keep coming out with this lie that their intelligence is going to prevent the next terrorist strike, and how we should honor all of those people that are doing everything they can to protect us by listening to every phone conversation we have, by listening to everything that we do online, offline, walking down the street, going to sleep, whatever you buy, everything they do to watch us, rob us of our rights, and then you got this fraud going on with hundreds of thousands of people, millions, when you add them up, flooding over the border that they can't stop, don't even know who they are, and they keep coming in. So how come that's not being brought
up? So what is the method of the madness? I mean, what is the plan? Because they're following the exact same plan in Europe, too. I mean, this is a plan.
Well, the plan is, again, you know, it's when things break down, that's their excuse, as you were pointing out, to have that EU army to keep you in check. So when things break down, then they come out again and say, we got to protect you. We got to stop this from happening. It'll never happen again. So that's what they do. They create the violent situations, and then they cover it up by saying, we're not going to let this happen again. Yeah, but you created it.
And yeah, because we've had the death of common sense, they never get held accountable that, I mean, used to, they do something 5 years before and then pretend to save us 5 years later. Now, they do it 1 month, block the FBI from actually stopping real terrorists, but then take more of our rights after the terrorist attack, who they allowed to come in. I mean, it's just crazy.
Yeah, and then again, when you look at the entire picture, when you talk about terrorism, you know, if I was born in Iraq or Yemen or Libya or Syria or Afghanistan, and a foreign country came in and bombed my whole country into ruins, killed everybody that I love, and I'm a young kid, my parents are dead, my aunts and uncles, everybody, my friends, I have no future. You think I'd be radicalized? You think I'd want to blow the brains out of the people that blew the brains out of the people that I loved? And then they say, we got to stop this terrorism from happening. You created it. And they're creating this situation. Look, go back to the Great Depression. When the Great Depression came about, they stopped immigration from coming into this country. You couldn't come into the country after World War II. I had relatives from Italy that couldn't come over. They had quotas. They stopped it to stabilize the nation after the Great Depression because the people here didn't have jobs. We certainly weren't going to bring others in. So this isn't about Mexicans or Muslims. It's about common sense. And the common sense is if your house is full, you can't get any more people in the doors, you ran out of food, you're going to bring more in? So that is the issue. But going back to the whole immigration issue, by the way, and I've been writing about this since the mid-'80s, it was the National Association of Manufacturers, when we had manufacturers, and then later on, Silicon Valley, the con men out there.
Yeah, they want to drive wages down, even though it ultimately will destroy their own market.
Yeah. They brought in all the cheap labor. That's what they wanted. And they got it. And now our whole standard of living has declined. And that's what the Brexit vote was about. You look at the facts, it's the data, not making it up. Major issues were the migrants coming in from Romania and Poland, cheaper labor, putting the people out of work. And then the second thing is they didn't want to lose their nationality. And how dare you don't want to lose your nationality? You should become vanilla. EU will put you in a vanilla package, and you, how dare you want to maintain your ancestral heritage? That's what the vote was really about. And the people had enough of it. Oh, and there's this other great con going on. Now they want to do another vote. What do you mean you want to do another vote? You lost the other one. Oh, no, but we don't like losing because we're the establishment. Could you imagine if that vote went the other way and they voted to remain and the people that wanted to leave called for another vote? They would be laughing at them. But as you call them and I call them, the prostitutes and media whores, no, because the establishment wanted to remain. Even Obama went over there. And if you're going to get bad in the back of the queue, if you leave, Abe went over there. They're all the Jamie Dimons, the white shoe boys, all telling them to stay, and they left, Now they want a new vote. And they're actually trying to make this legitimate. Oh, you lost the ball game?
And we predicted they'd do that because, listen, France and others voted to leave in 2005, and they just said, sorry, can't. So we've already seen the EU, as people try to get out of it, become more dictatorial. And I just can't believe they're actually saying, we're creating a new army, and it's going to take over your army so you can't leave. I mean, this is, we haven't seen stuff like this since Hitler. And it's got all these weird leftist groups promoting it. What is this weird? Because, you know, I'm not right-wing or left-wing. You're not either. You're like a political atheist. I'm just into liberty. What is this new love affair that the left has with radical Islam and with totalitarianism? Because, I mean, we attacked Bush for what he did. But, my gosh, the left worldwide seems like they have gone stark raving mad. That's one question, A. Then B, Gerald Celente, top trends forecaster. I want to ask you this question. I know you write about it at trendsresearch.com. You wrote decades ago about when the meltdown happens worldwide in the third world first, they will flood the borders and that could completely swamp civilization. Well, even a new FEMA report has come out dealing with 395% food spikes being a possibility starting next year and then running through the next decade. So that's over a decade, folks. It's not in 1 year, but it's still ultra massive. And they talk in the report about the crisis causing a global collapse from crop failure to system failure. Well, they've got, as you wrote about 5-6 years ago with Arab Spring, they manipulated the prices in North Africa, knowing that when prices go above 50% of your paycheck going to food, that causes civil unrest. So they're manipulating civil unrest and posing as the savior. So it's pretty clear they're orchestrating global meltdown to get more control. But it got so bad, they were so arrogant, the EU was meant to collapse financially, and then a super state was meant to come out of that, holding them hostage. I mean, that's what Davos admitted. Instead, the member states see it coming because you and others in UKIP are informing them. Drudge is informing them. Others are informing them. And so the people are informed. They're pulling out beforehand. The global government project is in deep trouble. Now, that's a lot, but please tackle it.
Yes, the global government is in deep trouble. The central banks have failed. They've run out of, they don't have any weapons left. Look. A study just came out by the United Nations, as you know, last week. This is the greatest migrant refugee crisis in world history, bigger than World War II. It's just begun. All of the 65 million people have fled. It's bigger than World War II. Now, let's just do the numbers. Back in World War II, there were 2.3 billion people on the planet. We now have added 5 billion people since. Now let's go around the world. Hey, how about Nigeria? Oh, yeah, the biggest country in Africa. What, 147 million people?
It's more than that now.
Yeah, and the economy's collapsed. Oil prices collapse. They're leaving. There's revolution going on. Go to Venezuela, take a trip to Brazil. Go around the world. Ghana, South Africa, Zambia. Name the country, name the place.
Greece, Italy, Spain, Portugal, the UK, everything's unraveling. Right here in the U.S. with Cook numbers, we have a 1.8% growth rate. That's a depression.
So that's what I'm saying. The whole thing is collapsing. Now let's go back to the Orlando, what happened there a few weeks ago. So one guy ostensibly goes nuts, and it's a big issue. Let's stop this from happening again by robbing us of our Second Amendment rights. As if that would have anything to do to stop anything. I'm making that point because when the next explosive element hits, they're going to use it as an excuse to take more of our rights away.
That's right.
And to keep us down, quiet, and put in place.
So the big trend, as you've been saying, is they're coming after the guns, they're coming after the private property, they're coming after the cash, they're coming after the farmers markets, they're coming after true sustainability. The good news is I'm seeing more and more local police departments and governments start to actually figure this out and openly realize that the federal government's run by a bunch of multinational criminals who plan to absolutely bring us to our knees.
That's what the Brexit vote was about. It's no different. Whether it's the European Century, the EU or Washington, you know, what do you got? A bunch of clowns over there? A chorus of what? 536 congressmen and senators telling 320 million people how to tie their shoes? I mean, who made this stuff up? So it's no different. So, yeah, I mean, this is, you know, 1778, you know, I mean, come on. You know, it's a whole different world right now. We don't need these people to run our lives. And by the way, what's going on now with the Brexit, I want to read this to you. This was 8 days. It was our trend alert, so I'm sure you guys got 10 days before the Brexit vote. On a broader socioeconomic and political scale, with anti-immigration and anti-EU populism movements rapidly spreading throughout Europe, should British citizens vote to exit, we forecast similar direct democracy referendums igniting across the continent to leave the EU, swiftly leading to the dissolution of Brussels' central government control, elimination of the euro, and a return to national currencies. The war has begun.
That's right. And now, within 2 days of it happening, we're now 5 days in, eight countries have lined up, and the polls show they're going to exit. I just got chills, Gerald. And the EU unelected bureaucracy announced, we are ready to take your military over. You can't leave. That is so sensational. So give us your forecast. What do you expect the arrogant bureaucrats in their own la-la land to do next?
They will fight and do anything they can to remain in power and rob us of our rights. They will start wars. They will enslave their own people, rob us of more of our rights.
They'll start race wars.
Everything. You name it, they're going to do it. They will do anything to remain in control. And again, you know, GC's three G's, guns, gold, and a getaway plan. You know, you never know what's going to happen. And you see what's going on with gold. And if you well know, we've been forecasting this, you know, as you have.
Oh, yeah. The elites have been hoarding it while telling us not to get it. That's why I didn't sell any of my gold and buy more. And I told listeners, I don't know what's going to happen, but my gut tells me it's going to go up over time, which is starting to do. Let me ask you this then. We see FEMA internal reports getting leaked where they think 395% food price increases is what they're wargaming in the next decade. Now, that's year by year, but that's still ultra massive, as you know. Just 10-20% a year will cause, you know, riots worldwide. And they talk about civil unrest, collapse of society, while they stockpile weapons and guns. What do you think they think is going to happen? I mean, are they going to trigger an implosion, or is the implosion already begun, and they just think they're going to ride it to power?
They can't stop it. It's the central banks have failed. They have negative interest rate policies, negative, what, 40% of the bonds being sold? You buy the bond, and when you cash it in, you get less money, and you can't make this stuff up. Negative yields. The white shoe boys.
And then meanwhile, I predict that you will see the mainstream media admit it's gone bankrupt, and basically even the facades will be taken down now, because they literally have 6% trust rates in polls. They have no viewers or readers anymore. I predict in the next year you're going to see massive media collapse, more than you've seen the last 10 years combined, Gerald. You can stick a fork in them. You can see them only intensifying their lying, and it's not working. What do you think about my prediction?
Well, I think you're right to an extent, but they still have a lot of power because it's the mass media. And so we're talking about Brexit, for example. 2 days before the Brexit vote, only 26% of Americans even knew about it. And so what I'm saying is
they're lying by omission.
Yeah. So what I'm saying is they still have a lot of power, even at that low level, because they'll put out the main message. But of course, they're losing it. And people like yourself and myself.
No, I get it. They can still unify and push a fraud, but the frauds deteriorate in a few days now. It used to take years to expose them.
Exactly. Now, the other issue, what you were saying about the price of food, it's not that the prices are going to go up. It's the value of the currencies are going to decline.
Exactly.
So that's what we're looking at.
So they're spinning it. It's not that food's going up. It's the money's going to devalue.
You got it. So it's not a supply and demand issue.
Well, see how everything's a deception. That headline's a deception. You're right. It's devaluation will make your food cost more, not that food prices are going up.
Right. And that's what I'm trying to say about the central bank failures. Because what you're seeing now, the great fear of Europe, and you mentioned the other countries, France and Netherlands and Italy and others that now want referendums to leave. Oh, and you had a... They had an election in Italy with the Five Star Movement, 2 weeks ago. A woman, Virginia Raggi, won the mayor. She became mayor of Rome. They won in Torino, the Five Star Movement.
Incredible.
People power.
Incredible. Gerald Celente, please come back for a full hour. Next week you can do it. TrendsResearch.com. Invaluable information, folks, for people that want to be informed. Thank you so much, Gerald. We'll talk to you again soon. We have the Congressman David Bratt joining us. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In the 1950s, Dr. Joanna Budwig had a 90% success rate curing people of cancer using fresh pressed flax oil and cottage cheese. The combination of dairy protein with unoxidized flax oil was able to restore oxygen transfer. It is now well known the cells of our bodies require unoxidized omega-3 and 6 seed oils to both attract and absorb oxygen. For the first time, there are seed oils with virtually zero oxidation, even after 1 year at room temperature. All other, quote, cold-pressed seed oils are structurally damaged and significantly oxidized by the time you consume them. Andrea's seed oils retain the correct shape, electron content, and information that is quickly communicated to all the cells in your body. By taking these sacred seed oils, your whole body will begin to use oxygen as the Creator designed it. Now combine this with our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein, and you have a winning combination to confer energy and health like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Dr. Grip, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now, we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now, with all the refugees spreading disease around. We have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that's in it. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And, folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group, from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world.
There is a war against Christianity. Fight back with EPH612.com, the only clothing line for strong Christian men of faith. EPH612.com clothing is premium quality, 100% made in the USA, and has free shipping on all orders. Wear the brand made for Christian warriors. Visit EPH612.com for truth in Christian clothing.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Before America can be great again, she must be free again. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Living in the limelight, the universe will be for those who wish to be. Those who wish to be must put aside elimination. Get on with
well, he's the guy that beat Eric Cantor, even though the power structure threw everything they had against him, and he's the best-selling author of American Underdog, and as I said when this happened a few years ago, this is a major bellwether for populism, not just here, but all over the world. Classic Americana populism became the model of freedom worldwide after our victory that was kicked off in 1776, but by the year 1800, the United States became the model of countries that wanted to get away from tyranny. And most people know who David Bratt is, so I don't have to go into his whole bio, but we're excited to have him on with us till the end of the hour. And I'm going to open the phones up in the third hour and get into the new Benghazi report that's just shocking and so much more. We're also going to get into our reporters who are down on the border. that have talked to the Border Patrol who admit that they're ordered to release people that have TB and scabies. I mean, it is just sensationally over the top. And it's getting worse since the Supreme Court ruling came out, because people think that's going to stop them, so they're just flooding. But Obama says he's going to ignore it. This is just really hard to believe that a president would do something like this. Why not, if you're going to bring people in, why not get a medical treatment at least? I mean, you know, that's what they did at Ellis Island. People always say, Statue of Liberty, Ellis Island. Okay, well, they had quarantine there, real quarantine. We're going to talk to Congressman David Brat of davidbrat.com here in just a moment. Before we go any further, just briefly, last week, for an entire week, and it's one of the top trends for the last few months, is Hillary Clinton going to jail was the top search term. Also, massive uninformed people that haven't really been in the system or haven't been voting that Trump's talked about, they're starting to get informed. That was the second most searched term, millions of searches a day. What party is Hillary Clinton in? So, I've talked to the Trump people. It's a report I haven't put out yet, but they've got internal polling that shows Trump's really actually ahead when people aren't scared that their name's going to be released. So again, there's this intimidation that you're going to be called a racist. That's what's going on. There's a lot of closeted Trump supporters who need to come out of the closet. But let's just digress from that and go to somebody who is a successful individual who's taken action, and that's our guest, David Brat. But look, we've sold out of two versions of these. They sold out a few days ago. We have the third version in. It's collector's edition. It has Infowars.com on the right soldier. On the back, it says Legalize Freedom, Infowars.com on the front. Hillary for President 2016. This is the meme that Trump picked up 8 months ago with our listeners at his rallies. This is the meme that has folks on CNN, Fox News, on camera, and people hacking highway signs and saying Hillary for president. Please don't do that, folks. But I mean, this has become a big meme. And info warriors who got the shirts, you are the reason this is going so viral all over the place. This has really reached critical mass, and I've got an exciting announcement to make. And we're going to our guest. We've sold 50,000 of these. Now you'd think, wow, that'll fund an operation. No, I've got 50 plus crew members. Just hired more reporters. It's very expensive to run a news operation. And we do it not with advertising mainly, but with self-funding, true populism, non-GMO seeds, T-shirts, books, videos, G-Shock watches, optics at really low prices. Non-GMO, high-quality, storable foods, InfoWarsStore.com. Things like that, things people need. And we have sold a lot of these shirts because a lot of times we're selling them for sale for $9.95, sometimes at cost for $5. We're not doing this with this current batch because we need to fund our operation. Please support the InfoWar. You see the effect we're having. These are $19.95. They're printed and produced right here in America. It supports the broadcast. It's the third version of the shirt. It may be the final version. Hillary for President 2016, InfoWarsStore.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. The other shirt has a five-star review. There's no reviews on this because they just came in today. If you want to support the broadcast, get the shirt today. We have the Deep Cleanse, also herbal system with the Shilajit and the zeolites and other things that pulls out toxins. Incredible detoxer. I don't look like a movie star, but I look a lot better than I used to, and it's taken Deep Cleanse and things like that that have done it. It's 20% off that special ends today. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, you can also get all the longevity products at InfoWarsHealth.com. But I'm going to stop right there. Now, talking about a true populist, the book is out. It's already a bestseller, American Underdog. He is the guy that, of course, shot down Eric Cantor, the big establishment compromising Republican in the vein of Boehner having to leave and, you know, all the rest of these people. So exciting. And davidbrat.com, again, is his website. Thank you so much for coming on with us. For the next 20 minutes till this hour ends, I'd like to give you the floor for your view on populism, what's happening in Congress, and where this country's going. And do you think Trump is neck and neck, ahead or behind? What does your gut instinct tell you, Congressman?
Yeah, my gut, well, I think you set it up really well right there. I mean, you look at the Brexit thing right now. I'll just start with that because it just shows you that this thing is international in scope. And my book highlights three pillars that made the United States great, but it equally applies over across the pond: the Judeo-Christian tradition, and then the rule of law, and then the innovation of the free market system that has to be chosen. And Britain was first to the punch on all that stuff, right? I mean, they preceded us. And now Brexit, it's just interesting, the commentary. Brexit by itself isn't enough to ensure success. They have to go back to restoring their culture, which is the Judeo-Christian tradition, and then the rule of law and restoring their borders, and they have to go back to free markets. If they continue doing the socialized thing and the PC thing like we're doing, there's no clear path forward for them either. And so it's just amazing to me to see the same exact stuff going on here on the rule of law, our borders, immigration was a huge issue. I ran on, Trump is running on it. It's 80% issue, and the leadership in Congress, they're not tone deaf. They exactly know it's a huge issue, but they're just scared. After the Romney loss, they went to this autopsy report, and that report basically taught us that we should all be scared of our own voters instead of being courageous. And so in the budget last year, instead of doing the refugee, you know, cutting off all the hot spots and state sponsors of terror, they didn't put that bill in. Brian Babin and I were working on that. Instead of doing that bill, they increased H-2B visas by 400%. And so there's your rule of law. In terms of the Judeo-Christian tradition, religious toleration is becoming a safe zone where you got to sign up before you can go to church, it looks like. And then on the free market system, not much in D.C. is free market at all. It's all cronies and elitists running the world either from Brussels or else from fancy hotspots around the world. But none of it's being run through constituents back home in our districts.
And, of course, a contemporary of yours would be somebody like Nigel Farage, you know, a true populist, a patriot, a true conservative, a nationalist. You know, he gave a speech to the Parliament of the EU yesterday that's ceremonial. He said, look, you're not laughing now. You were laughing. I'm getting from you, Congressman, the Washington rhinos and Democrats and liberals, they're not laughing anymore. They're more scared. Why don't they just embrace what made us great? Because they've got to see the writing on the wall. No amount of illegals they're shipping in or no amount of jihadis, you know, that they think are their babies are going to counterbalance this populist awakening. Or am I being too optimistic, Mr. Brett?
No, you're being too optimistic, but you're right. I mean, if you got a patriotic sense that you do, but the one variable you're missing is the one I taught for 20 years in economics, just always follow the money. And so if the people want a certain outcome, but it doesn't help the elitists control $4 trillion a year in the budget, it ain't going to happen. And that's what's going wrong, right? We don't have term limits. We got folks that are just shooting to be leaders in D.C. for the sake of being leaders, but they're not leading on the main levers that will move our country into better.
Sure, they're listening to the elites and not the people. So let me ask you this question because you bring it up. And I never used to be on the whole bandwagon, you know, just obsessing on Islam all day. But now they've opened us up to it. They're bringing in the most radical elements. The Evening Standard's reporting, the new Muslim mayor came out. I'm sure you already know this. It happened last week and said no more women in bathing suits or scantily clad in billboards in London on buses or government property. He goes, we're going to start bringing in Sharia law, basically. And now he said we're going to take back control of London and ignore it and bring in more foreigners and basically make a breakaway state. He's actually saying this. I mean, this is seditious. And I see the left truly allied with Islam, with Orthodox, which is aggressive jihad Islam. And I used to hear this 5-10 years ago from conservatives, and I'd go, you guys are being overboard. Look, I know there's terrorists and stuff, but you know our elites aren't going to ally with this. I'm sorry. Obama and others have allied with it. Am I wrong, Congressman? What's going on here?
No, you nailed it, but there's some severe splits and contradictions coming up on the left. You just identified one of the huge ones, and that's what I try to outline in the book, right? I go through the Western synthesis of basically reason coming out of the Greeks lining up with a Judeo-Christian tradition, and ISIS across the way doesn't know of this tradition in any way, shape, or form. And so our guys, Madison and Jefferson, were utopian in some sense. They were conservatives and knew that human nature is fallen, but they thought they could design a system that would separate power such that we could have religious toleration. What they could never envision a day where a certain religion would be intolerant, period.
Yeah, Yeah, they thought and freedom so would be so popular, nothing could compete with it. But when it meets psycho cavemen who don't even understand it, what do we do then?
Yeah, well, and that's right. And but the guys back then, it was reasoned freedom, right? It was freedom in the pursuit of truth and reason. And we've left that part off. Now it's just the 60s freedom, do whatever the heck you want. And so that's.
And so what are the liberals going to do when they're trying to say Trump is homophobic and it's his fault Orlando happened when this guy's a jihadi and a Hillary supporter? I mean, they seem completely conflicted, as you said.
Well, and deep down, I'm friends with the Democrats up in D.C., too. They know it's not true. He's been in Manhattan for 50 years, right? And all of a sudden this week he's all these bad things. I mean, they all smile up there. They know that's not true, but it's just the left doing their thing.
Wow. Congressman David Bratt is our guest. Tell us about the book, Underdog. I haven't read it yet, but I intend to, because obviously your success story, what you did to the Republican establishment, I would say is the big chink in the armor, was the first big bellwether in this cycle.
Yeah, well, the main frustration, I taught economics for 20 years, and I taught 20-year-old, you know, kids sitting in front of me, they were just awesome. We had fun every day. And I went to seminary before I did my PhD in economics. So I always taught them you got to put ethics and economics together. And, you know, that gathers a chuckle these days. People think it's cute. But I meant it. We've racked up $19 trillion in debt. There's $100 trillion in unfunded liabilities. And the next generation is not going to see Social Security and welfare.
Yeah, where are the ethics? We're totally screwing ourselves now and the next generation.
Right.
And they just say, oh, who cares about them?
Right. And so everything these days in the modern world has devolved into just this policy debate, right? Policy, policy, policy. And if you lose your culture, it doesn't matter what you try to do on the policy front. It's gone. So you've got to restore those basic institutions we had. Harvard, when it was founded, their motto was truth for Christ and church in 1640, right? When the Puritans, who they mock today, founded Yale, Princeton, Harvard, Stanford, et cetera.
Yeah, I love how they mock the founders who actually made them so great.
Yeah, no, that's right. And then Jefferson and Madison, went to, roughly speaking, Princeton Seminary and studied Hebrew for kicks. And so these were hugely educated folks that put basic first principles down on paper and made us the most successful, richest, and the most just country, right? If you want to look at women's participation in the workforce, civil liberties, political rights.
And the left, we don't call the left, the totalitarian mental patients, invert that and claim we're the source of all the evil. Why do they do that?
Right. Because, that's the funny part. The left, they can't name a serious philosopher of note that they use to ground their system, right? I mean, they got Karl Marx and Rousseau and a few other lefties from Paris or something. But we're losing to a tradition that can't name a serious moral philosopher. And so that tells you we just don't have the fight in us. You know, and most conservatives are just decent people. They go into business and make a living. They just assume, well, of course, the Judeo-Christian tradition is going to be around. Free markets, we're always going to be free to do this. And the rule of law is fine. And everyone will, of course, respect the police until none of those are the case anymore. Right now, if you say God bless you to a kid that sneezes in school, you get reprimanded. And the whole thing is being assaulted step by step by step. So I try to lay it out in the book and show people how these things have made us great in the first place and then show the assault on these basic institutions.
Well, absolutely. And then the corruption in the system uses that corruption to further bring down what was good in the old system and to bring in more tyranny. It's like the UN and their Strong Cities Initiative, and the Justice Department comes in and corrupts police with unconstitutional actions, then turns around and blames all police nationwide and then attempts to globalize them and federalize them. It's just incredible.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. And last week on assault rifles for people on the terrorist wait list. And the left forgot a couple key features. One is no due process. But more importantly, guess who was going to be in charge of the private secret list?
That was going to be this jihadi guy who said to the FBI he wouldn't work against fellow Muslims.
Right. Right. And the AG, Loretta Lynch, right, is going to be. She's targeting conservative groups along with the IRS and the Obama administration, and we're supposed to trust them to be the school monitor over truth and goodness. I don't
sure, but I forget so. His name. I saw the article in Breitbart and a bunch of others a few days ago. The guy that was going to run the list for her is a Muslim.
Oh, got you.
Yeah, yeah. Who with the FBI, wouldn't go after jihadis.
Right. No, I know. It's inverted, right? And so Obama's goal at the outset, I think most of us were somewhat aware of the anti-colonial leanings, but his view is if you downgrade the United States, the world will be a better place, and that he's working on that systematically. Instead of, after World War II, the United States and Britain and France set up the modern liberal order, Bretton Woods, and worked with our archenemies, Germany and Japan, and we were trading with them and had good relations, and it was a win-win, and now it's the leftists are taking control, and those relationships are falling apart.
That's right, and again, Hitler was a socialist. You can call him a fascist, but whatever. He came from the left, a command-and-control guy. So was Stalin, and they sit there. I mean, they don't understand. The left, historically, look at the French Revolution. It was a nightmare. They just run around murdering people. I don't know what's wrong with them.
Yeah, well, and that and the getting rid of history in the K-12 agenda right now is one of the most troubling things. And so that's another reason I put the book together, American Underdog, proof that principles matter, right? And that's what I'm trying to show the kids, that these principles will affect their life, period.
Absolutely. I'm finding the youth are very hungry to find the truth. And people should get your book. They should put it in libraries. They should get it out to everybody because I want to talk to you about the election, where you think it's going, and where Obama's going with the open borders, ignoring the Supreme Court. I mean, there's got to be... Will Hillary get in trouble for Benghazi? What about the new report? We'll hit Benghazi and a lot more. Final short segment with our guest, David Bratt, davidbratt.com. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com. Get your Hillary for prison shirts. They're back in.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace, or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, in recognition of the July 4th holiday, get a 20% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD, of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Bar Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisements. Service may not be available in all states.
Attention. This is an important message for anyone who had an IVC filter implanted to prevent blood clots from traveling to their heart or lungs. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. If you or a loved one has had an IVC filter implanted, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Call the IVC Filter Justice now at 800-870-7899. IVC filters have been known to fracture and cause tearing of the heart, lungs, or vena cava, internal bleeding, pulmonary embolism, and even death. Our network of experienced attorneys is ready to fight for you at no charge. You pay no fees unless your case is settled. But hurry, time is limited to make a claim, so call now for a free confidential consultation. Don't fight this alone. If you or a loved one has had an IVC filter implanted, call IVC Filter Justice now at 800-870-7899. 800-870-7899. That's 800-870-7899.
Dr. Steve Pachenik, who some sometimes doesn't come on for 6 months, sometimes comes on 5 days a week. He's going to be popping back in, former head of PSYOPs for the State Department and one of the founders of Delta Force, top counterterrorism specialist. He's going to pop in. He was our source a week after Benghazi that laid everything out of what really happened. A lot of it from really secret sources. He even got a visit from the FBI over some of it. Colonel Schaefer got called in, got chewed out. He was on that same week, basically told us the same thing. Tosh Plumlee, many others. It goes beyond Hillary screwing up. She sat there for 13 hours because they were going to transfer the weapons and the ambassador wouldn't do it. And so they just pulled out all the security. And then some security said, no, we're not pulling out. And that's why they weren't able to go in and just take him out quickly. So that was about shipping weapons to Turkey and then to Al-Qaeda, later ISIS. Okay, we're going to talk to him just for 10 minutes next hour. And then I'm going to your phone calls, 800-259-9231. Now, Congressman, I don't want to get you in hot water here, get into subjects, you know, like that and going further with Benghazi, but Hillary's lied about it all. Her emails show that. Where do you think this is going? Because if she gets away with this, doesn't this set the precedent for anything to go, sir?
Yeah, no, I agree with that. And, I mean, the left kind of just says there's no there, but their 800-page report and the few new pieces I've heard coming out today seem pretty significant. And those guys, if you got Gowdy and Jim Jordan telling you something, they're truth tellers. They don't mess around. And so I think we got the real deal this time.
Well, what do we do then? Move for hearings on Hillary? Or, I mean, does a grand jury indict her? What do we do?
Yeah, well, that's they're going to have to follow up, but we're having a hard enough time taking out Koskinen and the head of the IRS. Our own leadership has to get in on the fight. And I heard one of the guys today, I don't want to identify, but he was saying there's a little hint that our leadership is not in any hurry to get into a fight over this. So we got to convince them it's the right thing to do. And we haven't fought 7 years against Obama. I came in a year and a half ago on the unconstitutional amnesty, and we still haven't put up a fight on that one. And so that's why the people are getting fed up with our brand right now. They want to see a fight. And so I'm not on that committee, but I'll encourage a fight every bit along the way.
Well, we know you're in there fighting. Speaking of that, the Supreme Court says, hey, you got to follow the law. So Obama comes out and says, I'm not going to follow it. And it's beyond just not enforcing. They complete the smuggling process, as you know. And we just got new video, Congressman. We'll send it to you. With the Border Patrol in McAllen saying, we're ordered to ship people in that have TB and scabies. Right. I mean, that's sensational. Obama orders Border Patrol to ship in TB.
Yeah, no, I mean, the problem with that issue is it's just huge. The passports, the refugees, the open border, the drug channels, the ISIS channels. And it's just too much. But I think we're getting to a critical point. The folks in D.C. are starting to get the memo, and there's enough. The average person at home is starting to see the impact. When you're paying the tax bill for all of this, and all of a sudden you see your state and the governor doesn't even know there's facilities all over your state, people being shipped in. I've heard they get to change states based on their feelings these days. So you can guess where I'm going with that one.
Oh, listen. They don't even, the most of them just get released to Democratic Party facilities.
Yeah, no, I've been following in Virginia. We're keeping our eyes on several facilities in my own 7th district.
Yeah, they won't even tell our governor the numbers. They won't even tell the governor of Texas the numbers.
Yeah, well, so this, you're getting to the key point here is our government is demand driven, right? I mean, ultimately the citizens have to get fed up. And so you're educating people, I'm educating people, that's what's got to happen. And we got to educate the next generation that you got to put up a fight if you would like to keep living in this country the way it is.
Well, Congressman David Brat, you're one of the best up there, davidbrat.com, the new book bestseller, American Underdog. Absolutely. We really appreciate you. Thanks for joining us, and I hope to speak to you again.
Thanks, Alex.
There he
goes. Alex, and I just want to say it's davebrat.com, just so your folks go to the right thing. No, David.
That's right, davidbrat.com. Thanks. That's right, Dave Brat, not David. Dave Brat. Thank you, Congressman.
Visit GCNLive.com today.